Well, he wants to know.
He says,
a lot of black ones here.
Black squirrels? Would you talk about black squirrels?
It's the river.
Mm-hmm. And how about the kind of the bird that goes up to a tree and sticks his bill on the tree?
That's how we speak. Thicker. See?
And the kind of sort of amphibian, and it's in the swamp, that it jumps and it goes like that. On its springs on its hind legs. When it's little, it's a polywog, and it grows up to be a
toad or frog, huh?
Frog, that's what you are. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get toad later, so I got that. You pick up what I can get when I can get it. Do you have different names for frogs? Or is it just frog, just general frog? You don't call them bullfrogs or?
No, I just say frogs.
How about spring frog? You ever talk about spring frogs or peepers or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
No.
Never had that, do we?
Okay. You wouldn't say toad frog either then?
Mm-hmm.
Or hop toad?
Just plain old. There is a season
for bullfrogs.
There
are.
I don't think
you know
that.
I haven't seen any.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't unless you went to Atkinson or someplace on the water.
All right. Now, with, if you want to go fishing, you better take some bait. And pretty good bait is the little things in the ground.
Worms. Do worms and worms?
Do worms.
Mm-hmm. The larger ones.
Are they the same as night crawlers, or do you have dew-worm night? You call it a dew-worm.
We call it both. Mostly dew-worm.
Uh-huh. And the regular, just plain old worm, would you call it earthworm, or redworm, or mudworm, or fishworm?
Well, you see, you have two different kinds. They call it, you got the redworm, and you got the regular earthworm, too. So
you call it a garden worm.
Garden worm, sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot of them call garden worms, the small ones.
That's different than a redworm, that's for sure.
Okay. Sometimes in a stagnant water, you'll see a kind of an insect that seems like it's almost standing on the water. Long-legged thing.
Kind of a beetle or something?
I'm not sure they're the ones that stand on the water. That's the trouble. But you ever hear of a dragon, snake feeder?
Dragonfly?
Dragonfly. You'd say dragonfly here. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't call a mosquito hawk either, just a dragonfly. Now there's another interesting thing. There's a superstition some people have about you should never eat a certain kind of seafood in months with an R in it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the seafood, you know?
R?
You you should never eat it in a month that has an R in it, like February, January, March, or you should eat it during those months. Which is
seafood, don't you know?
We have it on Friday night.
You
make a stew out of it sometimes, I understand. I don't.
You know, there's that way put in that milk.
Oysters?
Didn't you ever hear that where they say you shouldn't eat oysters during a month?
No. I don't eat any anyway.
Well, sometimes in the closet, there'll be an insect. They'll get in the wall and eat holes. And
I've heard that. Oh, yeah.
And you say one of these, you say one moth. And I'm just trying to get the singular and plural here. You said moths.
One moth. One moth.
Okay, and then there's another kind of an insect that in the summer it'll light up in the dark.
We used to call them fireflies. And lightning bugs.
I was calling lightning bugs. Never call them firefly. Never.
We call them lightning bugs.
You'd probably say either one. One is older than the other.
Oh, lightning is.
Be the oldest.
Yes.
Lightning bugs.
Fire. The oldest. Mm-hmm. Very few people use fireflies.
We all say lightning bugs in Ohio.
Sure, yeah.
I don't think I ever heard fireflies.
What, you got the name of them, fireflies?
They're either one, depending on where you live, I suppose.
You call them fireflies?
No, but I've heard of that.
They want to know what you call them.
Oh, I call them lightning bugs.
Yeah, we all do.
The fireflies might be an older way of saying it. You might remember.
Or